Hi, you're on Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hi, Fiona.
Hey, Jill.
You know what I would really like? I just want to say that we're in my little bed sitting room here down at the beach in Ventura. So if you hear noises, that's where we are.
Kitty cats playing.
Kitty cats are playing. And anyway, I wanted to discuss anxiety, because I really feel that the world is so full of anxiety now. Everything is changing, and you know how we've talked before and done podcasts about how to cope with change, because everything changes.
Yes.
And still we like our lives to be the way it always has been, and we
feel safer,
and we expect it will always be. And things are changing rapidly now in the world, and there's a lot of anxiety out there. So I was thinking we could discuss ways to cope with anxiety, but also ways that anxiety manifests itself.
It can be helpful. And you know, I mean, I think the reason that we have it in us in the first place is that if we are running from a hunter, say we're, or running from something that's hunting us, that we have that anxiety to be aware of what's around us. You see it in feral cats, and mm-hmm. when they're always watching, and then they can get away. So in the wild or in tribal settings, it was absolutely important. And even in today, if you're in dangerous settings, anxiety can be helpful. But the problem is we've got that programming in us for fight and flight, for safety, mm-hmm. and it overplays all the time. So that it's almost like many people can't get away from it. It just controls them.
But especially if we've felt safe in our lives for years, and we don't expect things to change, and now everything is changing, so we've sort of lost the ground that's underneath us. You know, I know in the United States anyway, that we've had expectations that we've got rules and regulations holding everything in place, and they're being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no rules and regulations protecting us, protecting the environment, protecting the food industry, protecting anything. And there's a lot of anxiety. Now, in other countries in the world, there's anxiety all the time, you know.
Yeah, third world countries much of the time.
The United States right now is a third world country, so we got to stop using that
word. That is true. You're right.
You know, the emerging nations and the...
That's a better way of putting it. I think in the emerging nations, we both traveled there and spent time there, and when you're there, it's still very much as if you have to be on alert,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know what's going to happen at any particular time. I mean, including the governments.
Yes, but also us as travelers, because everything's a new situation.
Yes.
And they speak either with a different accent or a different language altogether. And, you know, right now with airlines going on strike and closing down and people being stranded in different places, you know, so let's discuss. I mean, there's so many reasons why we should be anxious today. But how do we deal with life in an anxious world, maybe?
Yes, yes. And I think what you said was interesting, that it's like, rather than should be, we are anxious because we don't have the tools to be able to ground us so that we can sit back and say, what are the options I have at this moment to deal with this?
Yeah.
And how can I be in a safe place, and what do I want? You know, oftentimes anxiety comes from not really knowing what we want in a situation, and therefore we're anxious because we're not sure which direction to go in.
But I think one of the things that you talked about a second ago about the fight or flight, mm-hmm. which is comes back to the beginning of life on Earth, you know, with the four-leggeds, the two-leggeds, the insects, the winged ones. You know, it's built into us because we're being hunted as food. So that was needed. Do I need to be afraid and run, or am I safe? Basically, is what it is. So that still exists within us.
It's deep within us.
But now we can look at it, we can try to reframe this and retrain our minds to look at it maybe in a different way. I think it's a good thing, as everything's changing, am I safe? Generally, am I safe at this moment?
Yeah, and then we step into a car and we can ask that question
because you never know. No, but am I safe at this moment?
Yes.
I'm in the car, I'm sitting properly, my hands are on the steering wheel in the right way, I'm looking around me, everything works, I've got petrol or diesel or whatever. Okay, deep breath and proceed forward. So I think it's being mindful is a
Definitely.
Very help, being aware of the surroundings around us. You know, and I still go back to the soft belly, but we have to do this moment by moment right now.
Yes, because the anxiety for most people can come up really quickly.
Yeah.
And that is where I find that if I'm grounded, if I'd gone out in the morning and put my feet on the earth, on damp earth, or I sit out there and I sit with the birds and the flowers and the trees for a while, that when I get into situations that might have made me anxious, I can stay there and I can look and see what are my options, what
exactly.
would be good for me to do now.
So there are a lot of ways to prepare going out, being in nature, preparing your day. But when you're in a, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation, I've been in a situation where it's, where you're in a life-threatening and all of a sudden you realize time has slowed down, you're aware of every single second, and it's like you're watching everything. That's, you know, it's amazing how the body and the mind can work with something.
Yes.
So it does exist within us.
And we have a natural protective instinct in us too, like when in Venice, when I was actually, both of us were very thin when we were young, and I was by myself with my three-year-old daughter, you've heard this story, in Venice Beach, in a house on one of the walkways, and suddenly I heard the footsteps coming up the stairs. I was meditating, and I got up and I looked out of the door, and there were these two large men in safari suits. They knew the dishwasher was on, the car was in the driveway. My body actually took over. So we do have a natural instinct. And I started to scream. I chased them down the stairs. They got really scared and they ran out of the front door and broke the blinds. So it's like if the body has a natural instinct. If you're tuned into your body, if you're didn't hurt that I was meditating, but if you're in your body, the body kind of knows sometimes
exactly.
what to do, like it knew then. I mean, I was an opera singer, so I can shout really, really loudly, which is terrifying. And you know, they just tore. They were terrified that this woman is coming towards them, screaming with her hands, all of her hands put like claws. It's coming towards them, and my body did it all. It is the funny thing. So if we can be grounded enough and balanced enough,
and trust ourselves too.
Yes, that's so.
So
true.
A lot of this anxiety is not trusting ourselves that we're able to get through this situation that we're in.
Out of control. We don't have the ability or the knowledge to be able to protect ourselves.
So I suggest then that we mention a few things for people when they find themselves, this is anxiety, I don't know what's happening, I need to get back into my body, I need to allow my body and my instincts to take over here. Because we will know in that way, in that instinctive way, deep inside us, whether this is a dangerous situation and what we need to do about it. We don't have to think about it. You know,
yes, the instinct does take over as a protective.
Yeah.
If a lot of people freeze when they're fearful, but if you're grounded, the body and the instincts will take over.
Yeah, no, it's funny because for me, when something happens, I deal with it. It doesn't matter how bad it is, I can deal with it. It's afterwards that I collapse.
Yeah, that's what happened with me there too.
You know, the heart is pounding. And so if we can just trust ourselves, and we'll give you some ways that you can use during the day if you feel the anxiety level coming up, the stress level. This is really good for stress too. anxiety, stress, a few tips on how to work with this. Okay, you want to start?
Well, this is one that I've spoken about before, but if you touch the tips of the fingers to the tip of the thumb and just do that slowly, you'll find that that balances out the meridian or the energy systems of the body. And that is very soothing and calming if you just keep going from one finger. Also, if you're fearful, you can hug. You know, your little finger is connected to the kidney, which is connected to fear in Jinshin. And if you just on either side, if you just wrap your one hand around the little finger and just sit with it for a while, it should ease the fear as well. And then the other one is, if you just interlace your fingers and put your hands together in the kind of the prayer position, that balances the systems of the body as well. I think that may be why the prayer was developed in the first place.
Maybe. Good idea. The one that helps me, that is my total go-to, is, you know, you soften your belly, you know, all through the day. And sometimes at night we have a lot of tension in our stomachs. And if we can release that tension and go what I call Buddha belly, just really soften, soft belly, soften it. When we soften our belly, we can't feel anger and we can't feel fear.
Mm.
So that is so the first thing I do is soften my belly, drop my shoulders, because I hold my tension in my shoulders. So if I soften my belly, drop my shoulders, and sometimes just put the tip of my tongue behind the front teeth, the roof of my mouth behind the front teeth.
It creates a circle in the body, of a meridian in the body too.
That really helps. And I also love what you said, my thumb on the touching the two middle fingers, the ring finger and the middle finger, just like that, open up. It creates the most amazing, what can I say? I'm doing it right now.
Energy system.
Yeah, I feel such a vibration.
And that's why that was probably developed for meditation too, right? The fingers and the thumb were used a lot.
They have the mudras, mudras for the hands, which all, yes. So that's the first thing I do. If I feel that I'm losing my temper is an indication, if I start to get angry, is that I'm stressful, I've got anxiety about something. So what do? I drop my shoulders, soft belly, put the tip of my tongue behind my teeth, do the fingers, thumb and the forefingers, middle fingers. Right now, I can barely talk by doing. But then when we do that, we get the chance to say, okay, things have shifted, things have changed, somebody's angry with me, somebody's demanding this. Come back to me, you know, come back to me. Deep breath, and then you proceed, but you proceed then out of a state of anxiety, out of a state of fear. You're not there. You've assessed the situation. It gives you time. Like I said in that accident, when all of a sudden it was like time slowed down, that's how we slow down time.
Absolutely. I have a friend that calls me sometimes, and she gets very anxious when she loses something. And one of the things I do is help her to find the different tools to calm down, because usually if you're very anxious and something's gone amiss or something's gone wrong on the computer or something's happened, you can't make adequate choices or decisions that will really be good for you when you're in anxiety. So you want to calm yourself down first. Use some of the tools. I know my husband's using something recently that he said is very, very helpful. He asks himself if he's anxious or when anything's going amiss inside him, he asks himself, what do I want? And then from that, he, you know, even if it's at nighttime and he can't sleep, he say, okay, I'm thinking about this as what is it do I want? What do I want? And he feels that for him.
Well, wait a minute. You have to explain that a little bit.
Okay.
More. What do I want about that?
Yes, about like say he's feeling anxious about a deal or about a meeting. He'll say, what do I want? And then he'll
From the meeting?
From the meeting, okay. Because that's what he was thinking about. Then he'd say, I would like the meeting to go smoothly. I'd like it to be successful. I'd like to be grounded and balanced. Balanced and easy in the meeting, and he finds for himself then that he can calm down and be easy
because he knows what he wants.
Yeah, and so if we're feeling anxious, it's because we want something to be different. So if we can just corner that and say, "What do I
want?"
Or
we're afraid of something.
Yes, and if we can find out what that is, like
good
my
idea.
Daughter was flying, and I just said to her, "Honey, what are you scared of?" And she said, "That you know, I'm scared of the flight." I said, "Are you scared of dying?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "Well, if it crashes, you die."
And then all your problems are over.
Right.
So, no.
No, but it actually cured her of being fearful of that particular time when she was like 18 of flying. And of course, she flies all over now.
Yeah.
But so that's something he's using a lot, and he's finding it extremely helpful.
Well, that's a wonderful tool. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
Doing that. What do I want? And what I like about that is, before he does that, obviously our mind is in a state of anxiety about the meeting failing or not doing this or not doing that. So we're actually creating it by making it.
Yeah,
so it's really.
And we go into the meeting then with that feeling, oh my God.
Of that fear that
and
this
then
is going to happen.
Of course, we're all intuitive, no matter what people think. And people pick that up, and that
Absolutely.
Will throw the meeting off anyway.
That's a wonderful
tool.
Yeah,
he came to that by himself. So sometime I said to him, we should do a podcast on it.
Well, yes, I totally agree. He can take us through this whole thing and cure us.
Yes. Cure ourselves.
Wow, that's great. Well, the other thing that I just want to mention about in this world of this anxious world that we're in now is, for me, another tool that I use is, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I remind myself during the day that I am kindness and compassion. So that no matter what happens, I try and stay in kindness and compassion.
That's a good one, too.
Kindness and compassion.
Because that's the way we love people to be. And we would love it if most of us would feel better if people were kind and compassionate to us. Not everyone.
No, when I was at the market yesterday, I was checking out, and the guy in front of me was buying two items, and they said, well, have you got the Ralph's card or whatever it was. He said, no. So I handed mine. I said, oh, he can put it on my card. Discount. So he gets a discount. He didn't turn around and say thank you, nothing. He just grabbed his stuff
and closed down.
And the cashier said, I can't believe how rude people are now.
That's
everywhere.
Scary.
People
They're all closed
are
down.
Yeah, people are closing down. And that's why I say kindness and compassion always, because we need to. There are so many hard edges out there.
Yeah, we feel like we've got to protect ourselves because we're being inundated by sound, by noise, by, you know, the television, what's going on. I think
a
huge deal.
And we can still protect ourselves with kindness and compassion.
Yes,
and compassion.
It makes us more grounded, so we're more able to see things more clearly, actually.
Mm-hmm. And regardless of how he... So I said to the woman who just the cashier who said, I just can't believe how rude people are, and you did this thing for him. And I said, it doesn't matter. I put something out there that was kind and compassionate. Whether they take it or not, maybe on some level he will take it, but at least I put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue to put it out there. You know? And that's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling. It makes us feel good. And if you think of television nowadays, though, most people watch at least, 4 or 5 hours of television every day or more.
Yeah.
Some people even sleep with it on, the news on. But it's just constantly like the ads going so fast. Mm-hmm. Again, we've talked about this before. If you watch a 1950s movie, the shots are really slow and long. If you watch the movies now, mm-hmm. it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like so fast. It excites our brain. We get overstimulated, and we kind of have to close
down. And then
they
can sell us things in the commercial.
Yeah.
You see? No, I know. I haven't watched television in, what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
Listen to the news. I get news in a different way, which is just totally independent
choice,
so I can get to make up my own mind, and my life is a lot happier because then everything, and as you picked it up, the pace of everything that goes out now
we
is fast and furious.
It's not only that, it's like when you get on the freeways. I remember coming back to LA after being away for like 10 years and just getting on the freeways and going, oh my goodness, what has happened? Yeah. They've speeded up, people are going faster, they're crazier. It's like, and so to deal with that, what we have to do is kind of close down and just shield ourselves from everything and everyone for most people.
Well, I think I've mentioned this before in another place, but so a few years ago, we were up at the Sundance in South Dakota on the Rosebud Reservation doing, 6 weeks of ceremony, being in the sacred place, you know, no telephones, no nothing, just living on the land and doing sacred ceremony. Driving back to L.A., from South Dakota, we tried to drive back off road, you know, going through forests, but the moment we hit the concrete, I could feel the energy, and the energy was terrible. And by the time I got back to LA, I was like, I'd hid myself in the house. I didn't dare go out. I could feel the anger and the stress out there. Nobody had any time for anybody else but anger. And my Lakota brother called me one night and asked how the trip was. And I said, oh, I don't think I'll be able to go out. After being in such a sacred state, sacred place, coming back to all this anger. And he said, but that's what your work is to know that that's why you've been in ceremony, so that you go out into a place of anger and hatred and share the compassion and the kindness and the love that you have. And don't forget, when you walk on concrete, Mother Earth is still below your feet.
Absolutely. And the little things we do when we're at a checkout or when we smile at something,
exactly.
When they give us a chance to go left or right, yeah. Or wave or whatever it is and yeah. Give thanks, it makes a difference and it lights people's
yeah.
people's
And mind. In this world that is getting more angry and dark and furious right now, the more that we can give it, no matter what country you're in, whatever you can do to give a smile and warmth.
And
just
appreciation.
And appreciation.
Because appreciation, when we're really in appreciation, also it takes away the anxiety. So if you can, you just use whichever tools you can, and particularly mindfulness.
Yeah.
When we're mindful, it's really kind of hard to be anxious because we're watching in as opposed to feeling like everything is coming onto us.
Yeah.
And so that can be helpful too.
Can you hear the kitty?
Yeah. Oh, he's sitting. He's
he
so
just
cute.
Jumped up on my lap. He just feels this. We're talking about kindness and compassion and a smile.
And he's purring very, very loudly.
Yeah, so he wants to be part of that, right? Right? Yeah.
So cute. Well, we've been talking about anxiety, and it is manageable, and there are lots and lots of spiritual tools out there or alternative yeah. tools out there that can enable us to balance and ground and live in our lives in a more easy way.
Yeah, and so even if you're going into a meeting, like Fiona's husband was concerned about a meeting or something, and how is he going to deal with it, if you can just, before you walk into that room, soften your belly, put a smile on your face, drop your shoulders, and walk in as if you're so happy to see them.
Yeah, and as if everything's going to go really well.
Yes, and it usually will.
Yeah, it usually will. This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.